So we don't know the outcome yet, but I'm happy to say that we're starting out strong and we're a couple thousand votes ahead.
Because it's going to be a long night and it might take a few days, but when we win, when we win.
And I come here tonight in full anticipation and excitement about what is to come and what we can do together.
We will win because we're going to build a new Los Angeles. But when we win, we have to begin again. We have to begin our efforts again because together we want to have a city hall that serves all the people.
Congresswoman Karen Bass and developer Rick Caruso taking the stage during their respective watch parties last night. One of them will be the next mayor of Los Angeles, although it's still too close to call and it may be a while before we know for sure who will be the next mayor. The other big race in L.A., county sheriff, and that also has not been called. Last night, incumbent sheriff Alex Villanueva sounded optimistic.
4 years ago, we didn't come out ahead till 4:40 in the morning.
However, Villanueva's challenger, retired Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna, holds a commanding lead. With nearly half the votes counted, he is around 14 points ahead.
There was one thing that was very obvious to me from listening to people around this county. People were talking about the need for change.
LA County voters also likely approved a measure that gives the Board of Supervisors more power to oust a sitting sheriff. We're going to talk about these races and the rest of what we know so far with LA Times reporter Benjamin Oreskes. Welcome back.
Hey,
and Lori Levinson, professor of criminal law at Loyola Law School and a former federal prosecutor. Hi, Lori.
Oh, hi, Elton. How are you?
Great, thanks. Okay, Ben, as of early this morning, Rick Caruso had a slight lead over Karen Bass. By how many votes and how many are left to count?
It's a 12,000 vote margin separates the two of them. There have been about 500,000 total votes counted to this point. And in terms of how many are left to count, it's a bit unclear. So the registrar recorder has said that the next, you know, batch of ballots won't be counted, or we won't know until Friday. And they will be counting all through the day and night. The big key number here is about 500,000 ballots. In the primary, about 660,000 ballots were counted. So I would expect there to be quite a few more ballots out there to be counted.
Right. And so I guess that could conceivably shift who is in the lead. Could that?
Yes.
Yeah. So 12,000
totally
votes separate the two.
Totally.
So.
I mean, I think if past is prologue, we saw on election night in June, you know, Karen down by several points, I think three or four. By the end, weeks later, as you'll recall, I think she won by six or seven. So these big swings can happen. We don't know what will happen. We don't know what kind of votes are outstanding. We know they are all vote by mail. They are ballots that were either dropped off or mailed in. And those have in the past favored her considerably. But again, throughout the night, it was so close. So I'm leery of predictions at this moment.
Okay. You were at her party last night. That was the actually the LA County Democratic Party's event last night. And what was the mood there like?
You know, it was a group of people who were very excited that Democrats nationally were doing better than expected. We saw Senator Alex Padilla make history, first Latino elected senator. Remember, he had been appointed to that role. Mm-hmm. He spoke. We heard from Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu, any number of elected officials. Again, it underscored how, you know, the Democratic establishment had wrapped their arms tightly around Karen Bass. Everyone from Joe Biden to Barack Obama had endorsed this woman, a longtime congresswoman.
Not the governor, though.
Not the governor. That was the one glaring omission. Gavin Newsom has said he's friends with both of these candidates. But aside from that, and the current mayor who has said he was going to stay out of the race, every Democrat, and it helped her kind of show voters that she was the only true Democrat in the race. In her words, remember her opponent, Rick Caruso, had been a Republican as recently as 2019. But you saw that last night, and you saw a good deal of excitement as well for the passage of ballot measures, like the document transfer tax one that was on the ballot. And the what looks like to be win, or you know, or at least lead that Robert Luna is taking into Wednesday and maybe onward.
Right. So he has a double-digit lead over Alex Villanueva to be the next LA County Sheriff. Lori, what do you make of that?
Well, I make the fact that basically Villanueva has had a lot of opposition for quite a bit of time, and he brought much of this upon himself. I mean, he's been fighting everybody, whether it be the supervisors, exercising a search on Sheila Kuehl's house, flaunting, you know, the subpoenas from the Oversight Commission, threatening to hold Max Huntsman, the inspector general, on a criminal charge, the problems in the jails, the conflicts with the DAs. He's had cases taken away by the attorney general. He's rehiring employees that have been discharged, and he still has the deputy gangs issues hanging over him. It's not at all surprising, given the problems and given his attitude about them, that the voters just said enough is enough.
But could that change, or is the lead too insurmountable at this point?
It seems very significant lead, given what we know and given the cross-section, but we can't call it for sure. I do sense, however, that this was something that people thought is not a surprise, that he would be behind and behind this far during the counting of the votes.
Yeah. And Ben, what about the numbers?
I think Lori is probably right. Again, I stay out of the predictions game. I do my best to not make them. But in this case, I think, you know, in-person voting was something that was always going to favor Villanueva because those people tend to be Republican or at least more conservative. You know, he is still down considerably after all of those votes have been counted. Obviously, there are still a lot of votes to be counted, vote by mail. You have to imagine those will favor Luna.
Okay. And adjacent to this, LA County voters, it looks like they will overwhelmingly approve Measure A, which would amend the county charter so that a supermajority of supervisors, 4 out of 5, could vote to remove a sheriff. And Lori, was this directly aimed at Villanueva?
It absolutely was. I mean, this was a measure that was brought about because there was a movement to get rid of Alex Villanueva. And under the current charter, before this measure, that wouldn't be possible. You just have to wait for him to stand election again. But the County Board of Supervisors wants more flexibility. So they put in this rule that allows the removal of an elective sheriff for cause. It takes 4 votes out of them, 4/5 of votes of the supervisors to do that. But this is a major change. And I think it's a change brought in specifically because of the sheriff.
But do you think it might give supervisors too much power? And this is a forever solution to what is perceived as a Villanueva problem.
I think there is a concern about how this measure will be interpreted, what's going to constitute a flagrant or repeated neglect of duties or falsification of documents or obstructing an investigation, which has been key when it comes to this sheriff. So I expect that there might actually be legal challenges to this measure, and I would hope that it's not used routinely, because if it is, that means that the sheriff that's been elected will really be at the whim of the County Board of Supervisors and whether they think he's doing the right job.
All right, Ben, let's talk about what happened with the LA City Council. What do we know right now about the 4 seats that were on the ballot?
So let's go west to east. We'll start in CD 11, where, you know, Mike Bonin had said he would not be running. We had Tracy Park running as a sort of clean the streets, clear the encampments candidate, with Aaron Darling sort of doing his best to distance himself from Bonin in certain moments, but also running as a maybe continuation of his, you know, ideology, more progressive person. Our Darling right now is down by about, you know, 5,000 votes. It's 56-44. In the sort of mid-Wilshire area of the city, you have Katie Young Yaroslavsky beating Sam Yebri. Again, 5,000 votes split in there. She had almost won out in the primary. So I think this is a somewhat surprising result given how close it is, but still not sure how that will go. The closest race we have so far is CD 13. You know, this is Echo Park and parts of Hollywood. Hugo Soto Martinez, a labor activist and organizer, is beating incumbent Mitch O'Farrell. It's very tight right now. Oh, it's 52-47, but that's like 2,000 votes. I think that is a big pickup for, you know, this ascendant progressive wing of the LA City Council, where, you know, if Ugo wins, he'll join a Ulysses Hernandez and a Nithya Raman, who represent this very vocal, very muscular view that the city has to be doing more on homelessness, doing more to advocate for renters. And then finally, in the harbor, the race that probably got the least attention, Tim McCosker versus Danielle Sandoval. McCosker is a sort of former, he was Jim Hahn, you know, worked for Jim Hahn. He is winning pretty handedly right now, 64-35. That race, we sort of thought there wouldn't be a runoff, and Danielle kind of came out of nowhere and caused one. And that is a big victory for McCosker.
Okay. We will have more information on Friday when more information is released at the county level. Ben Oreskes from the LA Times and Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Coming up, we will look at the Latino vote across the country and whether Republicans were able to make inroads that made a difference last night. We'll also look at what voters had to say about abortion rights. That's next on Press Play.